Jim McGovern, a congressman from the 2nd District and a man who I love to follow, Democrat in office since 1997. Let me ask you this, gun reform. Were you with the group who were sitting there?
Yes, I proudly sat on the floor of the House of Representatives with John Lewis, one of my heroes, and a lot of other colleagues. And not only colleagues in the House, but Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey and Al Franken and Bernie Sanders all joined us.
They all came over?
They all came over, yeah.
I had no idea.
Elizabeth brought Dunkin' Donuts.
That's great. So did anybody feel, you know, for want of a better word, immature about this thing? In other words, this is not the way grown-up Congress people react. We're a bunch of kids again.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought it was, quite frankly, I was proud of the action for this reason. We have tried every which way to try to bring a debate to the House floor on sensible gun control legislation. We have tried to work through committees. We have tried to offer amendments. We have tried to use parliamentary procedures on the House floor. And at every step that we try to move something forward, the Speaker of the House, you know, uses his heavy hand and blocks it. And, you know, when I spoke on the floor, I spoke twice, but one of the times I spoke, I said, look, I ran for Congress 20 years ago to have the privilege to serve in the greatest deliberative body on the planet, and deliberative bodies are supposed to deliberate. But unfortunately, what's been happening now is under Paul Ryan's leadership, the Congress has become a place where trivial issues get debated passionately, and important ones not at all. And you know, we had 49 people murdered in Orlando. And the reaction of the United States House of Representatives was a moment of silence, and that was it. And this last week, the two bills that we were debating, one was going to take cell phones away from poor people, and the other was a bill to undermine the Affordable Care Act for the 67th time. And, you know, and I think the frustration level just boiled over, and people felt, enough. I mean, you know, I represent just as many constituents as Paul Ryan does. My constituents asked me, you know, when I was doing office hours last week, you know, what are you doing? I mean, the two bills, by the way, that we wanted to bring to the floor was one, this no-fly, no-buy list, that if you're on the FBI terror watch list, that you ought not to be able to go out and buy a weapon of war. And the other was universal background checks. Because there are these holes in our current background check process that allow people to get guns online or go to gun shows and escape all these background checks. And, you know, we thought, let's tighten this up. I mean, those are two very modest proposals. I mean, I personally think we ought to have an assault weapons ban. But those are the two bills that we've been trying to get to the floor. And I don't, for the life of me, see why the Speaker won't allow us to vote. Except for the fact that he doesn't want his own members to have to cast a vote on those bills because, one, he doesn't want to offend the NRA, or two, he knows that they're popular amongst both Democrats and Republicans all across the country, you know, and maybe those members will be held accountable if they voted no. So, you know, I'm glad we did, I was proud that we finally stood up and did something.
Well, I was proud of you, too. Okay, so let me move this forward a little bit. When I was a young intern, and I do mean young, many, many years ago in the House, there was a mechanism known as a discharge petition.
Right.
218 people, they had to take the bill out of committee or they had to put it on the floor. Certain people lied about it. It was a classic thing during the Civil Rights Bill. A whole bunch of people memorized names and leaked them to the New York Times. And it turned out that the people who said they had signed hadn't signed because it was only the Speaker that could tell you when you had reached the requisite number. Have you tried that one?
We have, and the names are not secret. We know who signed, and we know who hasn't signed. We don't have 218, and the Speaker has told the Republicans stay off of it.
So you can't leak it to the newspapers in their home district saying these guys say they're for.
Yeah, I think we can. I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, it's a public. I mean, it's I could see the names. I could try to get you the names so you have them. You know,
well, Jim McGovern, is there a tipping point here? I mean, you would think after those babies in Connecticut were wiped out that there would be a tipping point. You would think after 49 people in Orlando were wiped out, you would think that Americans would come to their senses as they did, for example, on the marriage, on the gay marriage right. issue. Is there a tipping point, do you think?
Yeah, I think Americans have come to their senses. It's the United States Congress that hasn't come to its senses. I mean, I think the American people are way ahead of us on a whole bunch of issues, and on this issue in particular. The polling shows that on the no-fly, no-buy, and on the background checks, I mean, it's something like 70-80% Democrats and 70-80% Republicans that actually support these two common sense, gun safety measures. It's just the United States Congress that's been kind of held hostage. And part of the reason why is because of the National Rifle Association. Follow the money. And the NRA has been very good to Paul Ryan. The NRA has been very good to a lot of Republicans and, by the way, to a lot of Democrats, too, I'm sad to say, to block gun safety legislation. But I think people are horrified that we live in a country now where massacres have become the new norm. I don't want that to be the case. These people were gunned down in a nightclub. You know, you had those children in Newtown gunned down in an elementary school. You had people gunned down in a movie theater. At some point we have to, stand up to a special interest lobby that has a lot of money. But I got to tell you, even amongst their own membership, I don't think they favor blocking these two pieces of legislation. So I think we're past the tipping point. The question is whether or not the voters will hold members accountable, for blocking votes on these measures, and I hope that they do.
When the Democratic Campaign Committee gives advice to their people, will they say raise this issue?
Yeah, I hope that they will. And look, we're not giving up. So Speaker Ryan used some heavy-handed tactics to shut the House down, and recess for the July 4th break. I mean, he brought up a rule for the consideration of a bill. Usually you have 30 minutes on each side to debate the rule. He did not allow any debate on the rule. On the underlying bill was a conference report on military construction and the Zika virus funding, which was inadequate, and he allowed no debate on that either. So these bills brought up and no debate. And then even on the motion to adjourn, he didn't want his members to be on record as voting to adjourn. So in the rule, he wrote that as long as the person who's in the chair says we adjourn, we're adjourned. Yeah. I mean, it's like. Every opportunity to be heard, we were blocked and muzzled, and it's just not right. I mean, look, this place is supposed to be a place where important issues get debated, and we're not doing that. And the speaker is using all of his power to block us from doing that, and that has to stop. So when we come back after the July recess, I don't know what the next steps are going to be, but I'm going to tell you this: it's not going to be business as usual. This House is not functioning properly, and that has to change. And the Speaker has to open this process up a little bit more, because if not, you're going to see more actions like you saw last week.
We've been talking to our friend Jim McGovern from the Massachusetts 2nd District, a Democrat in office since 1997, and a guy who does not fool around when it comes to saying what he thinks. Jim, thanks for being with us. When we come back the next time, we got more stuff.